This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. In some ways, it is the passing of an American icon. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has died at the age of 87 after a long battle with cancer. Ginsburg was appointed by Democratic President Bill Clinton in 1993. She was known as a forceful advocate for women's rights and gender equality, a strong, reliable, liberal voice on the nation's highest court. Chief Justice John Roberts called her a jurist of historic stature, adding, quote, "Today we mourn, but with confidence that future generations will remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg as we knew her, a tireless and resolute champion of justice." Rising from a working-class family in New York City, Ginsburg overcame hostility toward women in the male-dominated legal profession to become something of a folk hero for American liberals. Her admirers simply called her RBG. Just 6 weeks before Election Day, the high court vacancy is certain to touch off a spirited political battle. Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell insists he will hold a vote on anyone President Donald Trump nominates, even if that is before the election. Mr. Trump called Ginsburg an amazing woman, but has so far said nothing about his plans for replacing her on the bench. Trump's November opponent, Democrat Joe Biden, says the next president must do the selecting. As he put it, the voter should pick the president, and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider. In the meantime, the high court vacancy becomes another hot-button issue in Donald Trump's bid for a second term in the White House, with Democrats poised to make it tough for the president and his Republican Party to squeeze in a nomination and a Senate confirmation vote before November. The Trump administration will ban the Chinese apps WeChat and TikTok in the U.S. starting tomorrow night. That will block potential new users from downloading the Chinese-owned platforms over concerns they pose a national security threat. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is working on an agreement over the fate of its U.S. operations. Oracle is pursuing such a deal.